Every judicial candidate in Illinois should know about Rule 67. It's the state Supreme Court's requirement that candidates for judge not personally solicit campaign money or make comments that might commit them to a viewpoint in a case before it comes before their bench. It applies to any state judicial candidate, from lower courts up to the Supreme Court itself. This year's only Supreme Court race in Illinois is putting Rule 67 to the test. Justice Rita Garman is running for the bench she was appointed to 2 years ago. She fought a costly and often bitter primary battle back in March with Champaign Judge Robert Steigman. Garman and Democratic challenger Sue Myerscough, an appellate court judge, have over $750,000 on hand between them to spend on their campaigns as of earlier this month. Much of that money goes into television.
Of unquestioned integrity. I'm voting for Rita Garman, the Supreme Court, and I hope that you will too.
Justice Rita Garman, the integrity we need, the experience we deserve.
Get violent criminals off the streets to keep our families safe. If elected to the Supreme Court, I'll keep fighting. I'm Justice Sue Myerscough, and I would be honored to have your vote.
Most of the ads speak in generalities about character, fairness, or toughness. That's because Rule 67 keeps the candidates from taking sides on issues. Candidates rarely criticize each other's records or character in their own ads. But an ad paid for by a conservative group called the American Taxpayers Alliance has angered the Myerscough campaign. It praised Garman while pointing out that some of Myerscough's decisions as an appellate judge have been overturned.
One decision even judged egregiously erroneous. Now she says the Supreme Court should take a more activist role.
Garman distances herself from the ad, but she stops short of calling for it to be pulled.
I know my the things I'm running, the things I'm talking about are all positive, and I don't know of anything negative that she has said about me in the campaign. And so I think we're, you know, I'm responsible for my campaign and what Rita Garman does, and I certainly jealously guard what I do and am very careful about what I do because I want to play by the rules. I want to continue to play by the rules.
Third-party ads are the tip of the funding iceberg in the 4th District Supreme Court campaign. Business groups, unions, and especially the state political parties and legislative caucuses have given big money to the Garman and Myerscough camps, so have attorneys and law firms. Former judge and Congressman Abner Mikva advocates public financing for judicial election campaigns, something that states such as Wisconsin and North Carolina are contemplating. Mikva, who's on the steering committee of the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform, says the likelihood of public financing in Illinois is slim, but the level of spending has become a concern.
Some of the hot commercial issues that started hitting state Supreme Courts, tort reform, punitive damages, it was at that point that interest groups began to realize that they had a big stake in what the Supreme Court of their state did. And they started pouring money in, and the Lawyers Association, which was on the other side of many of those disputes, started also pouring money in. And all of a sudden, you had a slugfest.
The American Taxpayers Alliance ad also makes statements that might run afoul of Rule 67 if the candidate herself had said them. Illinois is one of many states that have such restrictions on speech in place, but a U.S. Supreme Court ruling this past summer puts those rules in jeopardy. The court struck down a similar requirement in Minnesota. Terre Haute, Indiana attorney James Bopp argued against the rules before the high court, saying they interfere with free speech rights that are essential to an informed voting public.
Since they make law, their views on the law matter when the voters are asked to pick among them. So it's just not legitimate to restrict judicial candidates from talking about their general views on the law when the voters are being asked to select the one who's going to win with the office.
Myerscough says she's impressed that voters have chosen quality judges in Illinois despite what is a partisan process. But she says she would prefer that judges were appointed on merit by a bipartisan commission. That would help throw off the party labels that Myerscough finds uncomfortable, back to when her nomination to a federal judge's post was held up in Congress.
Prior to that, I'd been a big fan of merit selection. I thought that we should come up with a system where an independent panel made the recommendation. And I've been studying that since 1985. I've studied systems throughout the United States, and I don't think anyone has perfected a system which keeps politics out of it.
Garman says party affiliation gives voters at least a general idea of a candidate's philosophy, beyond the limited amount the candidates themselves are allowed to say under Rule 67. And though Supreme Court justices are sworn to judge cases fairly, regardless of party, outsiders are closely watching the political makeup of the High Court once the election is over. Garmon is one of only two justices who identify themselves as Republicans currently, and both state party organizations are intent on increasing or protecting their interests. As one campaign reform advocate says, the Illinois 4th Supreme Court District is currently the judicial center of the universe. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.